Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of James. The Lord gave me scriptures in the night season, in the night hours, and told me to talk a little bit about this. If I don't get through this week, I'll go through it the next week. We have been ministering on the love of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Amen. The Lord gave me that a little earlier when I spoke it, that crying out to God. Amen. Amen. We call upon him in the time, even in the time of need, in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to the book of James, the first chapter, second verse. And I want to go into this. May God bless the reading of his word. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. There's been some here, and there's some that are not here. So I'm going to have to minister on this next week because there's so much to this. But you fall into different types of temptations because the enemy sets things up to try to diversify your faith and get you off the word and get your eyes off Jesus. Are you with me? And I believe in the hour that we're living in, we need to be more focused on Jesus than we ever have been. Because the attack is against the church and against his word. Amen. So we need to be on attention and ready for what the Lord wants to do in your life. He goes on and says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Some of us have been waiting to receive something from the Lord, and God's already released it. God wants me to tell you, he's already released it in your life. But you have need of patience. Let patience have its perfect work. And it goes on. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. And see, patience, when you add the virtue of patience, and patience, I might add, comes from the love of God. If you love God, you'll be patient enough to wait on God. Amen. And you'll let God have its perfect work, because there may be something in your life that he needs to correct. God, I'm going to tell you something. God doesn't get ahead of himself. We get ahead of ourselves. And as we let patience have its perfect work, then we begin to allow God to put you in a place where you're in not of want of anything. Everybody say amen. That's a place to rejoice there, because where does God want you? Where you're not in want of anything. Hallelujah. In other words, we are on the winning side. Amen. I heard someone say that earlier and it stuck in my spirit. The truth of the matter is, we don't need to get in frustrated and get in the battle that the devil's trying to get you in. Give it to the Lord, for his burden is light. It's easy. And when you try to carry all those burdens and make yourself overly concerned about it, it builds on the burdens or on the responsibilities that you have in life. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That sounds quite contrary about than what we might be going through. But if we'll exercise that, we'll release God and give God his lordship, and that will release the virtue of patience, and patience will have its perfect work. Faith and patience will bring to pass the desired results. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I like that word, they're perfect, because he puts you in a place where you're in total obedience to him. Isn't that right? And if any of you lack wisdom, let them ask of God. If you don't know what to do and you need wisdom, you need to understand, all you got to do is ask. That giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Lord, I need some insight in this situation. I see some things up ahead. I don't know. I don't see a way out. For let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You talk about something that gets you shaky, that's it. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Remember, it's not your strength, it's his that's working in your life. And it's not because you got a degree or you're so good at what you do. It's about God's grace and his mercy that's operating through you by total obedience. And some of us need a lot of that.
I'm glad I do.
Because where would I be if I thought I didn't need him? What a shame. I could tell you hundreds of people that I know that are out there thinking that everything's okay. It's not okay. If you're not in that place with Jesus, you're not okay. You're going somewhere to happen. Amen? Go with me then up to the fourth chapter of James, just to the next page here, starting with the eighth verse. And notice, you'll notice that when you preach, the anointing will be all over the prophecy that was just given. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe in prophecy. But you know, you also need to know that where there's the real prophecy, there is also the fake. And you always want to check it out with the Word of God. Amen? But if it's the Word and the anointing is on it, you better accept it. Amen? Because it's just going to put you into that higher place. Say, I'm going to that higher place. I have made a decision, Larry, that I'm going to that higher place. Come heaven or high water. Notice I didn't say hell. How many have had a little bit of hell in their life? Yoo-hoo, are you out there? Do I have your attention today? Amen. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So if you're in that place, you know you messed up. Or you got this thing that's bothering you. And you got an issue going on in your life. Get it right. God allows us to stay in the wilderness for a while so we can check ourselves out. You ever get to that place where you're in a place of need and you're hurting your heart because you know something's not right? So that's the time to get it right. Amen. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Notice he said, cry out to God. If I stopped right there, there's enough truth there to get you through for the next 10 years. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. Speak not evil of one another. Notice, whoa. Slow down here. Hello, oh me. You got that trouble, say oh me. God hears that. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speak evil of the law. And guess what? You come under the law. And the judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Judgment's going to come on you. Now notice, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Thou art thou that judgest another? You ever notice how some people come in contact? Well, I'm not pointing out anybody in particular, so don't, if you're guilty, just repent. They're so quick to look at somebody else's fault and talk about it and condemn them for it, but they got so many issues going on in their own life that they don't have enough time to look at themselves. We need to look at ourselves. Get over it. You see a problem in somebody, those that are spiritual, pray for that person and keep it to yourself. Amen. That you be not caught up in that same situation. How many times we judge somebody for something they did and you found yourself doing it yourself? Oh, Lord, deliver me from this flesh. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. God is putting you in a place of obedience towards him. And he's pleased. Amen. And he's drawing you to come up farther in obedience. Hallelujah. The Lord just spoke to you, didn't he? Just a while ago. Right up there at the altar. Isn't that amazing? That's a sign and a wonder. and miracles. That's a miracle. And the Holy Spirit just reads your mind and gives you the answer. I've had that happen to me so many times. That's the work of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. One of the gifts is the word of knowledge. We see that gift in operation so many times. I think the church takes it for granted, like, oh, well, that's just something God does. You better listen. God gives you a word, you better listen, amen. One of the earliest things that I learned when I came into a prophetic church, that when I heard from God, I stuck to it and believed it. And I made sure that I see to it that it came to pass. And I think it's important. Turn with me, and I'll end here today, because we're gonna take go over here to 2 Peter, because some of you have been shaken, and God understands that. He understands the flesh. The flesh is very, if you're trusting in the flesh is very insecure, and it will always elevate you to the place where you will become overly concerned and start speaking the problem rather than the solution. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, or I'm sorry, 2 Peter, I believe. I had it marked here. No, there is no 5th chapter. It's 1 Peter, 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Pray for me that I don't mess up. Amen. 6th verse. This, when I got a hold of this scripture, it set me free. Kendra or Kimberly, that scripture set me free. When it set me free, I wasn't able to ever forgive it. It got imprinted or... You ever get something in your heart you just don't ever forget? Because I come across so many things in my life. How many here have had a lot of things in your life that you would like to see God make things easier for you, as well take them completely out of your life and obliterate it? Huh? I know you're all reading ahead of me. It says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. You know where humility takes place? When you start saying what God says, and I like what Jeff said earlier, you say what God says rather than what the circumstance tells you. That takes faith. That takes patience. That takes perseverance. Oh, just strict obedience. Are you with me? I know I got a close friend of mine. I got totally healed from cancer. Totally. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I find myself in an uncomfortable situation or place. I just go out and start sharing my deliverance. I start speaking the word that's speaking to me. When I share it to someone else, that just sets me up for God to make me a good testimony. Oh, you want to know where your answer is? You labor to enter into that rest by allowing God to take first place and preeminence in your situation rather than the situation and the circumstances. I know I'm preaching to somebody today, because something's been talking to you real loud and you've been listening. You've been paying too much attention to it, and God's looking for your faith. God sees faith. Oh, I'm going to have to preach a series on faith. Because look, it says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may be exalted in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, that's Apostle Paul saying that Jesus cares for you. Amen. Wasn't the prophecy all about that today? Look, he don't want you destitute, poor, and wretched. Now, it's not wrong to be in that place, but it's a right thing to come out. Am I right? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and be vigilant. That's part of that patience I was talking about. Vigilant is keeping your eyes focused on Jesus, because that's where the enemy wants to get a hold of the lifeline. The Bible says that Satan seeks the precious life. The life is in God's word. And in the anointing that is released in your life to take care of every situation, every problem, everything that comes against you. Did anybody have anything come against you this week? Let me see your hands. And that's, God takes care of the elderly, believe me. Amen. Amen. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. whom resists steadfast in the faith. Underline that word faith. Whatever you need to believe God for, or what you're believing God for, and be patient in it. Don't give heed to it, but don't give your attention to it. Yeah, be respectfully responsible when God makes the way. Well, you don't know my situation. Ain't nobody got the situation I got. Are you kidding me? Get real. I had a minister tell me the other day he had to believe God for $15,000 a week. I go, fell on my feet. Here I thought I was riding high in the sky. And he was believing God for $15,000 a week and never pushed a dime to do it. God loves to place you in a higher level, so you have to trust in him. Oh. And every year I got to go to him and I got to clean myself up. Didn't he say, purify your hearts, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God? I'll tell you what, you stay humble in this business, buddy, if you're trusting the Lord. Especially if you're out there that God placed you and you got there by faith. I got news for you. But you know what? Ain't nothing to be afraid. God desires to bless you more than you know how to bless yourself. God's looking for obedience and patience, brotherly kindness and love. I had a lady just give me a word this morning. It just touched me. Sister Kathy. She came up and she said, Jesus had told me to tell you that love is enough. What in the world did Jesus mean when he said that? You know what it is? God's love is enough. Trust in God's love. There ain't nothing better than God's love. And if you do find yourself going through some situations, let him clean house. I've had him clean me up lots of times. I know I'm talking to somebody here. A few of you. Myself, one. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, didn't I just say that? Hallelujah. When resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You ain't going through anything that's new. It may be new to you, but that's the time to really believe in God. Isn't that right? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah! To him be the glory and dominion forevermore. Hallelujah. You ever laugh at the devil when things look so bad you can't see straight? How in the world did I ever get into this situation? I was believing you, God. Why is this all happening to me? Everything was going just fine. Do we have the ushers? Let's serve communion.